Our eyes deceive us. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Our eyes deceive us. Now, why do I say our eyes deceive us? Well, the world is but an illusion. And we look at the world and we think it's real. And it's not real. It's just a pure phantasm. It's an illusion that's constantly changing, constantly being different, constantly being whatever it is we think about. So, why is it that we put so much credit on the world that we look at, on the vision that we have, the things that we see? Why do we put so much importance on that when it's really what sort of things we think about? That's where our great importance should really be. What thoughts do we have in our mind? What ideas do we have in our heart? What are the things that are the most valuable and most important to us? If we begin to recognize the things that are most valuable and important to us, then we'll start saying, okay, what's most important to me is that I live in a healthy body. Well, now that's an illusion for sure, isn't it? One minute my body is healthy and one minute it's not healthy. One minute I'm fat and thin and tall and short, you know. One minute I'm a little child and the next minute I'm an adult. And I'm a great, wonderful adult. Isn't that something? Now, what is time? The scientists are telling us that there is no time or space. It's all right here, right now. And so if we are go from an infant child to a grand adult, all in the right now, all in the now. Now, you see, well, it doesn't make any sense. I live in a world of illusions. I live in a world where the clock says it's 3 o'clock in London right now, and it's 7 o'clock here on the campus. Well, actually, it's 7:05, and so it's 3:05 in London. And Seville's daughter just called us from London and to wish us a happy at dinner time and to wish us a happy time and to tell us how wonderful she is and how happy she is and what a success her life is and how everything is going just so beautifully for her, that she is just one of the richest, had most beautiful girls in the world. And she is. She is. She's just surrounded by beautiful, wonderful, glorious things and people. And her child is one of the most outstanding, Ibube, you know, the most outstanding child in the world. And then Ellen says, well, yes, but I have grandchildren who are pretty nice, you know. And I got 5 grandchildren, or 6, is it? You got 6 grandchildren. And I kind of have a feeling, Ellen, that that will be a lie very shortly. Because your grandchildren are about the age now of getting married.
Oh, God.
And, oh, God, yeah. Oh, God. And before you know it, they'll be having children. Now, what is happening to our handyman, Alfredo? He has 11 children. He's not married. He has several other children by different lady friends. And his wife had died a couple of years ago. And 2 of his boys, both 18, 19, the 19-year-old has a live-in girlfriend who's pregnant, and then they have the 2 little boys, 8 and 11, who are very precocious and very active, and my gosh, they're just as much as their older brothers are. And I imagine if they had an opportunity to start a family early, they would too. I don't know. The law dedicate certain age limits for doing things like that, but how does the law control those things? It doesn't. But it recommends. Now, what's going on? This is an illusion. It's a pure illusion. Now, does Daddy think that it's okay to have children out of wedlock? Well, I guess so. Does Mommy think it's okay? Mommy's not there. Okay. Does whoever else is there think it's okay? Well, yes, they do. Now, is that right or wrong? Well, who are we to judge anyone else in their life, in their way of their lifestyle, their program? It's just, in my family and in my experience, we had certain values that we lived by, and those are what I live by. Now, that's a value, and that's a value of an illusion that's changing. That's an illusion that's ever changing. It reminds me of my sister. She was brought up the same, all five of us, and no fooling around until you get married. You know, they didn't fool around. But no fooling around until you get married. And oh, no, 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 no. Well, when she got married, she shortly thereafter had a child, and therefore the child presumably started coming along a little earlier than when they got married. And we didn't care. My dad never objected, although he objected very strongly to the idea of not being married when you're fooling around. But these are all illusions. These are all illusions. Now, what would be the best thing to make the most wonderful, fantastic world that we ever could want to live in? We live in a world, the most wonderful world in the world, the most wonderful world we could ever have, is a world of mental illusions. Now, what are, and we'll be talking about that this week now, what are your values? What are your mental, spiritual, physical, human, divine values? What guides your life? Well, my mother said no, and so there was no discussion. I just felt my mother was a wise woman who told us children wisely what to do, and so we just followed it, at least I did, and paid no attention to anything different than that. Now, did that make me better or worse than anybody? No, those were my values. And I lived harmonious with my values. And all my life I lived harmonious with my values. And even when some of the values went to pot, apparently, I still lived by my values. And that made me feel very comfortable. It made me feel very right with myself and my world. Now, just because you live with your values doesn't mean somebody's not going to come along and punch you in the face. And if you have values, like my father always said, you don't have to hit anybody. You don't have to strike anybody. If somebody comes along and strikes you, do like Jesus said, turn the other cheek, you know. And I did. And fortunately, no one ever connected. they made a punch toward me, but they never connected because they realized I was untouched. And I said, go ahead, hit me if you want. That's up to you, you know. And well, what are you going to do, talk me to death? No, nothing like that. I just have values that I don't do that. My dad always said, don't do that. And so I don't do that. Now, my dad's values may have been wrong, or they may have been right, but they were my values. And they were the things I lived by. And it's the way that I live my life. And I live my life always on that basis. Now, again, just because you live with good values doesn't mean your life isn't going to have challenges. And you're going to be faced to be put to the test with your challenges, with your values, standing up for them. And it's not a big deal. Every time I stood up for my values, it was just fine. It was just fine. One time, a guy put a gun to my head, and he says, I want you to do this that I want you to do. I want you to get out of this church as a minister of this church. And I said, no. I said, if the board wants me out, I'm gone. If the congregation wants me out, I'm gone. But just because one member has got a hang-up about something, no way. And I said, I know who the member is, too. And I know what the hang-up is, but no way. Well, then, we'll buy you out, we'll pay you, and you know, all that nonsense. But you see, when you have values, you don't leave just because somebody is trying to force you to do something. And what was the reason that he wanted me to go, that this woman wanted me to go? She was one of the board members, and she wanted me to go out with her, be her gigolo, as she would go to all the bars and meet with all these people. She said I was meeting all the congregation. And I said, cool, that's neat, you know. And after two nights, I said, I have other things to do. No, thank you. And it made her very upset. And but you see, you got to stand up for your values. Now, it didn't make me a goody boy or anything else like that, but it just showed me through that incident, through that experience, that when I stood up for my values, so I lived. So they didn't shoot my head off. So they didn't. When I was in the war, you know, in service, we had lots of opportunities where that could have happened, and where that the guns were flying and stuff like that. And nothing ever came near me. To my left and to my right, things happened, but nothing came near, because I had the values. And it didn't make me so wonderful. They were just my values, but my values were what I lived by. Now, when you choose your values, and then you all have wonderful values, I know, that's why you're in my life, but when you take your values and stand up for them, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter who the circumstances are or what's going on, and you don't look at the appearances. The appearances, when that guy stood there with a gun in my head, he had it. I said, well, you know, it's up to you. You know, if I just say to you, I will leave, and then you shoot me anyhow, you know, big deal. So why not stand up for it and be counted in the right way? So what are you ready for? What are you ready for? Are you ready to be master of yourself? Are you ready to take the values that you have learned from your parents? I know you're all over 25, you know, but what you've learned from your parents and apply them? You know? Henry here, his father taught him a lot of values. And a lot of the values, Henry said, bleh, you know. And then later on he said, I shouldn't have said bleh, because they were good. He said, because now I'm really living by those values my father gave me, but at the time I thought, no way, you know, no way am I going to do that. You know, that's a goody-goody boy stuff. No way. But then Henry said, they really are what make my life worthwhile. Standing up for what my dad taught me, what my mom taught me, what my family expects of me, what my country thinks of me. Just like we were talking about George Bush. This lousy, good-for-nothing, and swear at him all that you can president. Well, no. I voted him in. I chose him. I must stand behind him as one of his family. That's my president. I must stand behind him and say, I am behind George Bush all the way. I see him being the most wonderful, peaceful president that the United States has ever known. I see him doing things that are outstanding and amazing. Instead of grinding him down and saying he's poor and damnable and bad, which is not a good way to get kids to cooperate, I stand behind him and say, he is a beautiful, upstanding, peaceful president, thinking for peace for the world. And then what happens? Then all of the things come to the fore just in his last couple of months of office, where he has a chance to prove that he is a man of peace over and above all other things. His father had the same problem, big problem. And that's the way life is, isn't it? That's the way life is. But let's stand behind the people we put into office and say, instead of that they're lousy legislators and so forth, say they're wonderful. Let's have values. And let's not look at the illusions and say the illusions are what are the reality. Let's say what's the reality is what our thoughts are, what our conviction is, what our values are, what direction we want to go and how we want to stand behind who we are and what the world is. You see, you can have all the illusions in the world, and they can look really nice, really charming. And you can think, my goodness, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice to have a beautiful robe like they have, or a beautiful this, or beautiful that? Well, if you can't wear what you have and look like a queen or look like a king, anything beautiful would look bad on you. When you have the integrity, when you have that quality within you, that charisma within you, then any illusion is lost, is not seen. Only that which you are is seen. And when you have the illusion, there's the integrity of being a master and being a person who stands behind the values that you hold dear, whatever they may be, the rest of the world is going to look at you and say, what a noble being. Whether you're wearing your gardening clothes or whether you're wearing your tux, it doesn't matter. So decide today what's right for you, which you've already done, and stand up for it, which you are doing, and realize that it doesn't matter what anybody else says. We let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in our sight, and all is in divine order, because you are God. You're the creator of your world, and you're creating your world wonderful, beautiful, fantastic right now. You're great. Of course, you're my creation, and you have to be great. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. I love you. I love you. I love you.